Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. Is Kid Rock really running for U.S. Senate? We'll go live to Hollywood with Michelle Pollino, and we'll get the latest on the Emmy nominations and snubs. Plus another chance to win Cardinals tickets from J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I really like taking pictures. So do lots of people. And now that everyone's carrying a camera all the time, I mean, it's hard for me to imagine that not all that many years ago, you know, the iPhone just turned 10, you know, a decade ago, 12 years ago, you might have had the ability to take a picture on a cell phone, but it was a really bad picture.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're all carrying around basically with the iPhone 7, the equivalent of a $1,000 camera.
Oh, yes.
And I love taking pictures, as many people do. So I'm back on Instagram to let you know. I kind of took some time off. A little bit. Not going to lie. Kind of just got, I was sort of like, man, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Hell no to Snapchat. That was just sort of me for a while. And then it was like, oh, God. I just want to break a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm back because I really do like Instagram. But I saw a story that just, when I think the people for the ethical treatment of animals have just really lost their minds. And I think someone needs to keep them from wasting more tax dollars. Did you hear about this lawsuit?
I did. The monkey selfie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why would the courts, which are funded by tax dollars, literally let PETA be in federal court suing for the monkey's rights to own its own photograph?
Well, of course, they say that the monkey can't make money off of the photo. They think it should be donated to some cause rather than given to the photographer.
But why does anyone listen to PETA at this point about anything?
I agree. And what makes them...
A photographer. Let me give you the backstory here. On an Indonesian island, set up a camera that was positioned. Now, this is a British nature photographer by the name of David Slater, who's got some great stuff. And evidently set this thing up hoping that animals would come up to it.
Mm-hmm.
And what he ran into was, I don't even know how this is pronounced, M-A-C-A-Q-U-E, monkey. McKay?
Yeah, maybe. We'll go with that.
I'm not sure. And the monkey is very funny looking. The monkey looks like one of those Madagascar movies.
Yes.
I mean, it looks like a character out of that. And this monkey evidently, along with his very toothy grin, had a knack for pressing the camera button. And so now, yesterday, a 45-minute hearing before a three-judge panel in the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco, PETA is suing for the monkey to have the
copyright
rights to its selfie.
Mm-hmm. I know. But I think the judge has made the right decision here. We don't currently have copyright availability for animals. Two, what makes PETA the arbiter of where the money should go?
Why is it that we've gone from monkey see to monkey sue? I don't understand why anyone, why PETA justifies, how they justify just wasting tax dollars.
No, and
like
it is. It is an absolute waste. Because 3.3, that monkey could not have taken a picture without that camera being set up.
The camera was owned by the photographer.
Exactly.
But that's even ridiculous that we even have to make that case. Why would you think it would be that a monkey would own copyright material? That's like saying...
Well, and to be clear on the story, PETA says the monkey should have the copyright, so the money that's made from the photo should be given to some monkey sanctuary in Indonesia or whatever. Now, the judge argues, well, what makes you the decider of where the monkey's money goes if it's a copyright held by the monkey?
Okay, but here's what I would like to know. The photographer is British.
Yes.
The monkey is
Indonesian.
In Indonesia. Why is this in a San Francisco Court of Appeals?
PETA.
Why don't they go to Indonesia and do something?
Because they'd be laughed out of court. Same within the UK. I mean, if we start giving, like, animals copyright ability. I mean, like, this is how silly this is. That does open up a whole new category.
The judges were even laughing during the case because it involves a monkey that's in another country that is unaware that any of this is going on.
Yeah, it's not like the monkey's sitting in the courtroom with a little tie on. Although.
That would be cute.
That would have been awesome.
Now, he's got a book that this picture is in called Wildlife Personalities.
And I love the photos. They're great.
Oh, this picture of this monkey is fantastic. Now, if I'm this Slater guy, I would just make a donation.
Yeah.
I would be the good guy, rise above this. I'd win this case in court, and I'd tell the people for the ethical treatment of animals to go take a donut, and then I'd write a check.
I would. Thanks for all the publicity.
Yes.
Because
by the way, here's the check, and copies of my book are available for purchase at whatever web address.
That'd be the smart way to handle this. Win the case.
Standing out like in front of a great big blow up of this picture. I just don't know. I mean, it used to be that you could kind of get behind some of the things PETA was behind.
Yeah, like I don't want mistreatment of animals.
Right.
But this.
But it used to be there was some. And then it started with the throwing blood on the fake fur. And the. I mean, it's. Dennis Miller once had a joke that he really believed that people that belonged to PETA would step over their fellow human beings laying in their own urine to spit on someone for wearing fake fur. And I think that's
absolutely
sums
correct.
It up exactly. Suing that the monkey in the photograph should have the copyright of the image. And we are wasting time in U.S. courts suing a British photographer about a monkey in Indonesia. And you can call it novelty. I just see it as a huge waste of time and salary and tax dollars. And you know why the politicians don't care about this? Because 90% of them are lawyers. I mean, and you know who always gets paid? No matter when there's no money, no matter how cause, you always gets paid the lawyer. Right? If we racked up the amount of legal bills, I mean, we added it all up in this country every time everyone had, I mean, because we just can't come to any sort of agreement in life anymore. Monkey see, monkey do, monkey see, monkey sue. That's what we do now. It is a really damn good picture, though. I got to tell you. When I first saw it, I thought it was fake. I mean, I didn't think the monkey was real.
But it's adorable, right? And if you look, if you Google this book, you find other pictures of this monkey.
Okay. The name of the book, once again, is, and I hope you buy a lot of these. This guy had to spend a lot of money on lawyers to fight this.
To fight this ridiculous.
Wildlife Personalities is the name of the book. Now, so I've got a question. We there's a kid from Decatur here who's made it big in the world of pet photography.
Uh-huh.
Castile?
Yes, Seth.
And so if I own a dog, what, do I own the dog?
Yeah.
So I take my dog to get the picture. Okay, I'm going to get Rover to jump in the pool, and we're going to get this great photograph. Is PETA going to now tell me that, you know, I can't do that because the dog has... At what point does this stuff just get ridiculous? And wouldn't they be better served, like, spending time trying to get, like, cats and dogs into homes?
Yeah, they would. They would. And a lot of the causes that go unnoticed.
I mean, are they suggesting that anyone was harmed in the process of getting this selfie?
Nobody was harmed. This is a nature photographer. He's sensitive about the areas he goes. It's not like he's... You know,
I don't even care if he's not. I mean, that to me has nothing to do with it.
I know that you don't
care,
but I mean, like, if that was PETA's argument, okay, but it's not. It's about copyright for a photo of
a
monkey.
So where do we stop, right?
Yes.
And then do we get the environmentalist saying that the picture of the tree that I take belongs to the tree?
To the tree, and the money should go to an arbor foundation?
Yes.
It's just, I think the argument is...
That's why I wish we had... I literally wish we had a European-style judicial system sometimes where the judges could say, not only is this so ridiculous, it shouldn't be here, but we're going to make you pay every penny of this guy's legal defense because you did this ridiculous thing. And if they did that, people would stop doing this.
They would. They would. We would have, I mean, that would be a major rehaul of
because
our legal system.
They'll always find some crackpot pro bono thing to do this for them, like the fellow animal lover.
Yeah.
But if they had to physically pay out of their pocket the legal expense of the other side, they would stop with this frivolous lawsuit stuff. Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. People would be a little less, you know, things would kind of get knocked down a little bit.
It's simply the dumbest thing I've heard all week. It truly is. And you know what's amazing is coming up on, well, I can't tell you that either. There is so much I can't share right now.
I know. I know.
So much. By the way, there's an interesting story in the Chicago Tribune today about Howard Buffett. Business reporter. Came down and interviewed some people. And it's a nice story. I mean, it's what you get when big city writes about little city, right?
Kind of still, it's a long way down the nose.
It's a little kind of, yeah, I mean, I listen, that I fully expect, yeah. Right? Because it's just sort
that's
of,
just
they
the
can't
nature.
Contemplate how we live in the sticks.
How do you do it?
Yeah, I know. but it is an interesting piece, and I thought it was well-deserved, the adulation and the thank yous to him for the amount of things that he has done for this community. By the way, those last two conversations were kind of connected. But that's all I can say at this point. We'll take a break. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast. You know, it would be a good day to go out and take pictures of animals.
It would.
For your own profit.
Without their permission.
Yes.
Partly.
You think this monkey signed a waiver?
Partly sunny skies, highs near 83 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear and lows around 61. For your Saturday, mostly sunny, highs near 82. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 88. It's 74 right now in downtown Decatur.
Manufacturing, production. We've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
The Decatur Family YMCA is celebrating 140 years of firsts. We were the first to bring you volleyball, racquetball, bodybuilding, and group swim lessons. We're also celebrating the firsts that happen each day at the Y. A first time at summer camp, a first time running a mile, and a first time swimming a lap across the pool. This is Matt Whitehead, CEO of your Decatur Family YMCA. I invite you to make your gift to the Y so that firsts can continue to happen in our community. Visit DecaturYMCA.org or call 872-YMCA.
The Little Theater on the Square presents Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, July 19th through the 30th. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is the irresistible family musical about the trials and triumphs of Joseph, Israel's favorite son. This show is a reimagining of the biblical story of Joseph, his 11 brothers, and the coat of many colors. The magical musical is full of unforgettable songs and sights. Call 728-7375 for tickets or at thelittletheater.org. Theater, big talent.
If you need to sell your home, it's your friend Sean Hannity here to tell you, even though this nation may be uncertain about a lot of things, selling your home doesn't have to be one of them. I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 2 days. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081 or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there and you can start packing.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
We are back here on a beautiful, beautiful start to the weekend. We go to one of our favorite people, Michelle Polino, who is in Los Angeles, part of our Fox News All-Star team. All right, the Emmy nominations come out, right? Then the instant debate about what they got right and what they got wrong.
Right, everybody does it.
Okay.
Everybody does it.
Let's be cliched.
Yeah, it's just, It's just ridiculous because the landscape of television is so vast nowadays. Everybody's got an opinion on it. Are there any general consensus? Yeah, there's general consensus that they did FX's The Americans wrong,
yeah.
Okay? Because it was left out in this final season. And but other than that, everything else is just a game because there's so much content out there. What's interesting to me is let's look at the overall picture. The overall picture is politically tinged shows got the most votes.
Yes.
And that's really where people's heads are at. And also, let's look at the other big picture. 111 nominations for HBO, 91 for Netflix, 18 for Hulu. Last year they had two.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. You've just hit upon exactly what the problem is in Hollywood. The Hollywood is yet to figure out is that, A, you're still giving away the same amount of awards, yet you got 65,000 times the amount of content. And B,
yep.
People are flocking to alternative, you know, cutting the cable, and the networks just aren't what they used to be. And the most interesting stuff is being created by Hulu and Amazon and Netflix.
Absolutely. I am 100% on board with what you're saying. You know, it's everything. It's the landscape of everything right now. You know, and it's I look at, like, news and our industry, and I'm like, oh, no. I'm telling you right now, everything is online. Everything's online.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
So,
well, let me tell you, I thought the couple of surprises that I thought, you give me your thoughts on this. First of all, I hated Westworld. I couldn't stand it. I thought it was it was just terribly boring. Yet it seemed to be a darling. I loved Stranger Things. I thought it was fantastic.
Stranger Things, yes. I mean, 100% is fantastic.
Right. House of Cards jumped the shark a long time ago, although I think Robin Wright and her performance in that, she has surpassed Kevin Spacey.
Oh, God, I think they're both so good.
They are, but she's, you know, when they ended it this season with her, oh, that was amazing.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so what was your favorite show that didn't make the cut?
For me, it was The Americans. FX is... The Americans.
You turned me on to that, by the way.
They got it right with FX's Fargo. They should have got it right last year. I thought Fargo was amazing last year. But they got it right again with Fargo this year. You know, other than that, I was like, really, for the top Saturday Night Live and Westworld, 22 nominations, I was like, really? Because there's so much more out there that could have been spread across.
Yeah, I am absolutely addicted to The Americans. You got me turned on to that because you were such a vocal advocate for that show that I watched all of the seasons back to back to back, and it is an amazing
performances,
show. Yes,
storyline, story arc. You're like rooting for the Ruskies, and I'm like, what am I doing?
I know they even make the wigs look good.
Right.
All right. Michelle, before we let you go, it looks like Kid Rock has confirmed that he may be running for the United States Senate.
Yes, he did. He did. He did it, and I couldn't be happier. He basically tweeted out first, he's like, of course, the press got it wrong, blah, 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 blah. However, he said, I have tons of emails and texts asking me if this website, KidRockForSenate.com, is real. The answer is an absolute yes. So indeed he's running, but he's running on in his own way. He's making music. He's giving power to the people, and he's doing it his way.
There's
not going to be no personal announcements, no ties. It's going to be Kid Rock.
I just all I can pray for, I just can see it in my head, is like the first debate, he wears like one of those red, white, and blue shirts with the sleeves cut off.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to see that. Michelle, have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon. Michelle Pollino, live in Los Angeles. Wouldn't that be great?
I can't see him.
Like if he just showed up looking like that landlord that shows up at everything?
Yes.
Like with just the sleeves cut off and like a bandana on his head?
Yes. But do you think he'll clean up? I don't think he will. I think he will.
No, I hope he doesn't. I mean, I hope he goes all out. We're in a very interesting age of experimentation when it comes to the political landscape right now. After we saw Trump, And Trump may be the only guy that could have done that just because of his wealth and his fame and all of that. But maybe, maybe there is a way to change the paradigm, right? Where it's so cynical, and it is cynical, because do you notice one thing that politicians don't ever wear?
What?
Pocket square.
They don't?
Not a single one.
Why?
Because it's been decided that that's too flashy. They have this. I mean, everything you see in a campaign is manufactured. If you watch the debates, it's not an accident. They're all wearing the same color shirts and ties and suits. Because that's been tested to say this gives you calm. This makes you look, you know, like you know what you're talking about. You look smart. I think Americans are fed up with being spoon-fed this sort of way of we're going to give you this image we think you want so that we can get away mm-hmm. with all the things that we want to get away with. I think people are tired of that. And I think people are responding to honesty. And it's why not only does the vast majority of Americans not get upset when Trump says something stupid, half of them go, yeah. Because they're sick of this just game, this charade. And so there could be, I don't know that it works, but if Kid Rock just was Kid Rock, and they got to bleep half of his debate, and he's just wearing the flag shirt with the sleeves cut off, there might be a tremendous outpouring of response because it's the anti of what's been crammed down your throats for so many
years. Well,
that's
been the appeal of Trump, as he says, you look great.
And most people, he goes up. Okay, and this is what happened in France today. And it's not blowing up yet with the, we're, you know, the time frame, you know, the distance and the time change with France to here, it will be before the end of the day. So we know he goes over there to do a little bromance thing with Macron. And we remember vaguely from the election right there in France that he has an older wife. Which I think is fantastic.
Good for him.
Well, I mean, good for women. Yeah. That it doesn't just have to be Trump married to an ex-supermodel. You know, works the other way, too. So there's the exact same age difference between Macron and his wife and Trump and Melania, except the opposite way. And she was his school teacher. Now, every kid that grew up in the 1980s, this was like every other movie plot. Right?
Miss Robinson.
Well, that was a little before my time, thank you. I'm talking about in the 1980s, like My Hot Teacher. I mean, there was Hot for Teacher, it was a Van Halen song, right?
Yeah.
So what happened when, who knows, a little bit of a controversy over there. So obviously Trump's been briefed or he knows that the president's wife's older than the president. But and so they meet for the first time and Trump just doesn't have a governor. And what he says exactly is, wow, you're in great shape. Meaning, you don't look your age. I mean, that's what he was saying. And then he turns to Macron, he repeats it to him, then he turns back, just beautiful is what he says to her. Now everybody's losing their mind because it's somehow sexist. And in Donald Trump's generation, and with his over-the-top personality, that's how you flatter women. I mean, you know, and I still think today a lot of women want to be told you look great.
They do.
When did that become something that we had to debate in this country? I still meet people, or I haven't seen in a while. Wow, you look great. Is that really? But a lot of people in the media and a lot of people that just hate Trump, it's just anything they can use to push their narrative, that's what they're going to do. But most of America goes, he just paid her a compliment. You want to talk about sexism? In Paris, you go to a restaurant and they hand the menu to the lady. The menu doesn't have any prices on it. And they hand the menu to the men, and the men's have prices on it because they assume the man is paying. That's sexist. Saying, wow, you look great, beautiful. Maybe a little gaudy. But come on. We'll take a break for news. Back with more right after this.
WSOY News Time is 8:29. Good morning, I'm Brett Cerfowski in the WSOY Newsroom. Illinois hop farmers are trying to contribute to the local craft beer industry with locally grown ingredients, but are facing costs and infrastructure challenges that prevent progress. Grant McCarty, local food systems and small farms extension educator for the University of Illinois, says the high startup cost is the main challenge for hop growers, since hops in Illinois can cost anywhere between $10,000 and $13,000 per acre.
The break-even point can sometimes be up to 20 acres of hop for some of these growers. And so if you're still at 1 to 2 acres, you're still kind of potentially struggling.
These perennial plants produce climbing vines that can reach 20 to 25 feet annually. The plant requires an extensive infrastructure system to support growth, which adds to the startup cost. Illinois produces only 30 acres of hops annually, and by comparison, Michigan produces 650. More local news and sports comes up after Fox News covers your world. WSOY time, it's 8:30.
News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump and the First Lady on their way back from France, where they took part in Bastille Day celebrations. French President Macron capping the Bastille Day parade with a speech stressing unity, noting the Trump's visit.
And I would like to thank them and thank the United States of America for the decision it took 100 years ago.
Nearly 3,000 members of the military taking part in that parade on the Champs-Élysées.
But not just French military, U.S. military as well, because this year marks the 100th anniversary of the U.S. Entering the First World War.
Michelle Clifford with Fox sister network Sky News. In the fight over the president's travel ban, a federal judge in Hawaii ordering the government not to enforce the ban on close relatives such as grandparents, and U.S. consumer prices unchanged in June. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 8:31. Good morning, I'm Brett Cerfowski. A new director of social services has been named for the Salvation Army. Julie Mavick entered the social services field because she feels strongly about helping people. She has done this as far back as her involvement as a volunteer in church when she was a teenager. She has had the opportunity to help people throughout organizations like Make It Resources, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Lutheran Child and Family Services, as well as many other groups. Julie earned her associate's degree in arts and science from Joliet Junior College and her bachelor's in psychology from Judson University. She is currently pursuing her master's degree from the University of Illinois. And tonight's the night. Cardinal baseball is back on WSOY. You can hear Cardinal baseball beginning at 5:10 with the pregame show. 6:05, the first pitch between the Cardinals and the Pirates from PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Mike Leake gets the ball for the Redbirds. On the other side of the break, more Byers & Company here on WSOY. Your WSOY News Time, 8:32.
Have you ever thought about what your legacy will be? Many of us wonder what our children and grandchildren will remember about us. We tell our stories and pass on heirlooms to create a legacy for our family. What about a legacy for your community? Hi, this is Ouija Stewart with the Community Foundation of Macon County. Those of us who have lived, loved, and worked in Decatur know what a great community we live in. We have wonderful arts and parks. Our schools and colleges offer many options for learning and growing, no matter what your age. We have two excellent hospitals, and people and families have strong faith connections. The fabric of life in Decatur is rich and vibrant. If you love living here, think about making your community part of your legacy, too. It's easy to do by adding simple language to your will that leaves part of your estate to your favorite charity. Talk to your family and to your attorney about leaving a legacy to Decatur. It will be one more thing your children will remember about you.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Partly sunny skies, highs near 83 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 61. For your Saturday, mostly sunny, highs near 82. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 88 degrees. Right now, it's 75 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
As far as I'm concerned, you could play the Temptations for every bump music here on out for every show into eternity, and I would be a happy guy. All right. Now is the time that we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Kit Paulin, who's standing by. Good morning, Kit.
Good morning, Brian. Well, the Dow closed at another new record high on Thursday. It's 24th of the year, up 21 points to 21,553. Job numbers were encouraging as weekly initial jobless claims fell by 3,000 and came in close to expectations. The producer price index rose just 1/10 during June from the prior month. Core prices, which removed the food and energy components, also rose 1/10 and were up 1.9% year over year. Fed Chair Janet Yellen stressed again that she believes this recent downtrend in inflation is transitory. European markets were mixed today, with the London FTSE down 3/10 and the DAX in Frankfurt up 1/10. The Nikkei in Tokyo was also up 1/10. Our 10-year Treasury note was up 3/32, yielding falling 2.336%. Gold futures were up $4.30 to $12.21. Crude oil futures were up 33 cents to $46.41 per barrel. The Dow Jones is currently trading down 9 points. ADM is trading at 41.58, Amarin 54.40, Caterpillar 108.33, Norfolk Southern 123.10, PPG 112.43, and Tate & Lyle 35.77. And Brian, I leave you with a Thomas Jefferson quote. Nothing gives one person so much advantage over another as to remain cool and unruffled under all circumstances. This is Kit Paulin with Benjamin F. Edwards.
Thank you, Kit. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing Monday morning. I was looking over the Emmy nominations. Let's just take the drama series, right? Would you think if we watched the biggest category outside of maybe documentaries, it would be like drama series?
Drama series, yeah.
So this is, you tell me whether all of these are deserving or not to be in there. Better Call Saul from AMC. Now, we gave up on that show.
We did.
I liked it, and then it just kind of...
It didn't have the same...
punch as Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Now, maybe it got better. I don't know. The Crown on Netflix, I tried to watch that and got really bored with it.
Okay.
The Handmaid's Tale from Hulu.
Overwrought.
I'm telling you, the only reason that... That's an anti-Trump statement, right? That's a political... Michelle was alluding to that, right?
Yeah.
House of Cards. Now, I enjoyed House of Cards this past season, but it's not what it used to be, right? And it hasn't really been since about season two.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
I think that's fair.
Stranger Things, I thought, was
fantastic.
Unbelievable.
I thought really kind of, in its own way, groundbreaking a little bit. I think
I think you're right. I think it felt groundbreaking, but yet very familiar. Because it was like, it was taken from all of these sources.
It was like taking the Goonies and E.T. and all the things you loved and bringing it. Yeah.
Exactly. This Is Us.
Overwrought.
Don't even know what it is. What is it?
I don't know.
Then how do you know it's overwrought?
Well, because it generally, every post I see on Facebook, oh, I'm just bawling about This Is Us, or these drama queen people on Facebook. I'm sorry if you, out there, if you... watch this show, but you're probably a drama queen.
Wow. It is about the family lives and connections of several people who all share the same birthday and the ways in which they are similar and different. Okay.
Yeah.
Finally, Westworld. I hated Westworld.
We gave it a shot, and I think for like two episodes, it was like, man, this might be good. It wasn't.
All right. Best comedy series, because we do watch a little bit of that. And the two that we really like are on this list.
They better be.
Atlanta, I don't know what that is, from FX.
Okay.
Black-ish from ABC. Master of None, that's the Netflix show that I have not watched,
okay,
but I've heard it's pretty good. Modern Family, which has sort of been around
always
for a
while.
Always
on this list.
The Unbreakable Kenny Schmidt is a Netflix thing that I have not watched as well.
Kimmy Schmidt?
Kimmy, I'm sorry, did I say Kenny?
Yeah, that I do want to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Silicon Valley and Veep.
Very good.
Those shows definitely deserve to be on the list. And then I was looking at Robin Wright as the drama actress. I think that she's unbelievable. She plays an ice queen like no one has ever played an ice queen on television, right?
Yes. And it's not even like she plays it. Oh, how do you put this? Like her character, you can sense this person.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, she has created a full dimensional human being,
a
character. Evan Rachel Wood in Westworld, nah. Kerry Russell in The Americans. The Americans is fantastic. And Michelle Polino hit it right on the money when you're like, I'm sitting here rooting for the Ruskies. Elizabeth Moth, I loved her in The West Wing and in Mad Men, but I think this Handmaid's Tale thing, this is all political. Claire Foy in The Crown and Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder. Drama actor Sterling Brown for This Is Us, Anthony Hopkins for Westworld, Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul, Matthew Reese, who was brilliant in The Americans, Liev Schreiber for Ray Donovan. I think he is amazing in that show. Kevin Spacey for House of Cards. I don't know, comedy actor. It's like there's Hollywood and then there's rest of everyone else. Did you see the number of nominations, though, for Netflix and Amazon and now even Hulu?
Why did we get Hulu? We wanted to watch, what was our show?
The show from Ireland.
What was it called?
Moon
Boy.
Yes.
Moon Boy. which was a great show.
I know. I literally subscribed to Hulu because they had Moon Boy, yeah. which was a funny series set in Ireland in the 1980s.
Yeah, it's from Ireland.
About a kid and his imaginary friend.
Yes.
Which is still some of the best TV I've ever watched.
And I can't remember the actor's name. He was the love interest in Bridesmaids.
Yes.
He's the creator and star. Well, the star is the kid. But
so Stranger Things looks like you got a lot, like supporting actors. This is good stuff.
When does that come back?
September, I believe.
Oh, I got to wait.
Yes, you do, along with everyone else. I can't. What did you do before that? I mean, they're going to give it to you all at one time. But they do need some time to actually film and create it.
I know, but see, now they've conditioned me.
I know,
I get it when I want it, I want it. It
goes to prove that it's never fast enough, no matter what.
No matter what.
We just want everything microwaved. I think we've sort of lost our patience as a nation, too. Guilty as you are. All right, let's take a quick break. And actually, this is my favorite break of the day because it's the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Hey, just got the email. Taking a big vacay, huh?
Yeah.
You're going to Hawaii. What's wrong with you?
We're flying out of O'Hare. I hate the drive. I hate paying to park. And I hate having to leave so early just to get there.
You need to get hooked up with Air Choice One. You can fly to Chicago or St. Louis right from here in Decatur.
You mean I could sleep in?
Yeah, and the security lines are so much shorter.
Yeah, but what about parking?
Parking is free. Look at it this way. You're saving yourself time and hassle. And if you're like most people, the last thing you want to do after a long flight is drive a few hours home.
So you're saying I can sleep in?
If anyone needs their beauty rest, it's you.
Let Decatur Airport be your gateway to the world. Book your flight to St. Louis or Chicago O'Hare on Air Choice One out of Decatur Airport. Then you can connect to any destination anywhere. Enjoy low fares, friendly service, free parking, and best of all, less hassle. With easy check-in, shorter security lines, and no frustrating big city traffic and hours in the car. Book your flight at 866-IFLY-VIP or visit AirChoiceOne.com.
Your house, your way, our pleasure. That's the Promax Construction way.
Promax listens and develops a plan catered to you and your family. The right price. The right to get what you want from your home improvement dollar. That's Promax Construction.
We do windows and siding, kitchens and baths, decks and porches, driveways and patios, restorations and remodeling, seamless gutters and gutter protection, painting, room additions. Well, basically anything to do with your home.
Give your home an extreme max over. No job too large or small. ProMax Construction is committed to you and your 100% satisfaction. ProMax is here to serve you. Call Big John today.
Hi, this is Sharon Chlosky. I know Big John cares because I'm his wife. Call 424-8900. ProMax Construction is the way to go. That's 424-8900. ProMax Construction is the only name to know.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Told you about the big, huge, endless summer sale at Spin City and Fleet Feet. Started yesterday, continues today and into tomorrow, and then it's done. You're going to miss your opportunity. Don't forget that donut run either. Or ride tomorrow. You know, it's been a good week.
It has been.
And it's going to be an even better week next week. And then we're going to be getting into a little bit of vacation time. And then we've got the Decatur celebration. And then we've got Farm Progress Show. And got some exciting stuff in and around that this year. I can't wait. We're already talking to ADM, which is where we do our show every day. And then we're literally rolling into the food drive. In fact, I think we have our food drive meeting next week, right?
Yes, we do.
I'm trying not to. I'm very excited about that, but it also means like that fall's coming. But we do have, speaking of the food drive, a charity contest going on with Air Choice One. I actually should say they have a contest going on. We've shared it on Now Decatur's Facebook page if you'd like to check it out. You can vote once a day all the way to July.
On each device.
Until July 30th, and there's like five local charities that are there, and whoever gets the most votes will end up getting a check for $1,000 so we can go to the food drive or to Baby Talk, or to the Boys and Girls Club, whatever the choices are there, no matter who wins, it's a great thing. So we want to thank Air Choice One for making that. They're celebrating their eight-year anniversary here in the Decatur area, so you can check that out. And, it is the easiest thing in the world to vote. Sometimes that online stuff can be kind of, they want information. That's nothing like that at all. You just literally click on the link and then click your charity, and you can do that every day. So if you get a chance, we would really appreciate the support. Remember that $1,000 all goes directly to food. And if you think about like 19 cents a pound or whatever it is that they can buy food from the Central Illinois Food Bank, I mean, that's a lot of food for $1,000. But the food drive is coming up. The date on that is it October 6th? Is it the day before my birthday?
Day before your birthday, yes.
Okay. So we've had people I know inquire already, you know, about the date, and it is October. Is that correct?
Just let me double check because I don't want to be wrong.
Yes, October 6th.
Okay. Yes.
So there you have it. Should be a lot of fun, and hopefully you will be able to participate in some way, shape, form, or another. We've also got this weekend the Gus Macker. Maybe we can ask Eric about that a little bit. Eric's been heavily involved in promoting that event and there every year. From what I understand, it's just a huge turnout and a lot of fun. So we'll find out about that a little bit later. We check in with the Eric Lee Show. This summit that they're having out there, the one thing I did like about House of Cards is they sort of made fun of this season.
Yes.
Like where these billionaires all get together with these retreats. Now, if I was a billionaire, I'd probably go.
Okay.
I mean, these guys have to have.
You think it's a lonely place? So this is a.
I mean, it's Jeff Bezos, Tim Cook, Ivanka Trump is there. You know, I mean, it's like one of these. Where are they? They're at the ski place. Sun Valley, Idaho is where they are. Would you go? It's a pretty small club.
It is.
And there's got to be some really innovative people, right? I mean, I can't imagine you just get to the top of Apple or the top of Google or the top, right? You have to be a fairly, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I might go.
Or would it be just like as pretentious as you might think it might be just looking at it? Like I like how they change their outfits depending on where they are.
Yes, like all of a sudden they have to wear like L.L. Bean.
Yeah.
Like flannel.
And vest.
Yes.
And they did such a brilliant, there was an episode of this year's House of Cards, didn't you think so?
Yes.
That they really just poked way too much fun at that sort of retreat kind of thing. Are you a retreat person?
Not really.
What about it is that,
I went on, well, I don't know if I'd call it a retreat, but when I was like in high school, bunch of us went to West Virginia.
Okay.
And like went spelunking and whitewater rafting and.
Well, so how were you invited? I mean, when you say a bunch of us, was it a group of friends? Was it an organized thing? How did it?
It was an organized thing through like a church thing. And it was like, we didn't have technology like we have anyway. So it wasn't like we had to leave our phones anywhere, but we definitely were unplugged.
Mm-hmm.
We were like stayed in like an abandoned Bible college thing. And it was, We were out there, out in the middle of nowhere, and it was kind of a retreat thing, and there was a lot of time spent on that kind of thing, and it was, I don't know.
But what do you think they talk about? I mean, like, what does Jared Kushner talk about with, like, the CEO of Microsoft, or Jeff Bezos, who's at, like, war with his father-in-law? I mean, well, you know,
and
you
there's
get to
probably,
that,
like, major conversations happening.
You know, and then Jeff Bezos, I mean, what did you see him?
Yeah, what is it with him being so ripped?
He's, like, buff.
What happened there?
I'm sure he worked hard.
No.
Or he's bionic.
I bet there's something we don't know about.
He's probably had him.
There's probably some. No, I think there's probably some magic pill that just boom. You don't even have to work for it now.
Well, you know, they did buy Whole Foods, so I don't know. He did look ripped, though.
He did. I mean, like.
I just never thought of Jeff Bezos that way. Have you?
No, no. Have I never seen a picture of him below the neck?
Well, I don't. Or with short sleeves, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's it. Ivanka looks great. Whoops.
Always.
Did I just say something wrong?
No.
We were commenting on both. I would like to point out. We just spent a good 30 seconds talking about Jeff Bezos' body before I said anything about Ivanka Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Exactly. People need to
relax.
Calm down.
But I just always think she looks like very stylish.
She is very stylish.
And in sort of not an understated way, but certainly not. There's nothing about her. In the way she presents herself, in the way she looks, or that's anything like her dad.
Nothing.
I mean, she's the exact opposite of over the top, right?
She is his daughter. sometimes.
I see a lot of similarities. There's just not an over-the-top personality or delivery style or look. Right?
Yeah.
But they're all, you're right about this, but they all have this look like, okay, we got to break out the flannels and the jeans. I know we're billionaires, but we're in Idaho. This is the way you dress in Idaho. Right?
Yes.
And they all went shopping. You know, they probably didn't pull any of this out of their own closets to pack and go, right? Mm-hmm. They had a personal assistant go buy Idaho clothes for them.
Idaho clothes.
Right?
Yes.
And if this is now, like move this to like South Carolina or something, and then the assistant would go buy South Carolina clothes. Right?
Completely. And then if you're going to like the Cape?
Go buy Cape clothes. They might have Cape clothes because they live there. All right, we've got to take a break. Last one of the day. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies, highs around 83 degrees. Then for tonight, clear, lows around 61. Saturday, sunshine, highs near 82. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 88 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 75 degrees.
Hi, this is Bill Rhodes, a financial advisor with Wells Fargo Advisors. As someone who supports the community, I understand how important it is to shop local. 68 cents of every dollar spent goes right back into our community. Just imagine the impact if everyone shopped locally. So please, think twice before spending your dollars outside of Decatur. Let's put our hard-earned money back into the community. This message is brought to you by Bill Rhodes, a financial advisor with Wells Fargo Advisors and Newhoff Media, Decatur.
Hi, this is Pat McElroy, and I want to invite you to join my family and our friends as we remember my brother, Mayor Mike Tuna McElroy, at the second annual McElroy Memorial Golf Outing on Friday, July 21st at Hickory Point Golf Course. The McElroy Memorial pays tribute to Tuna's legacy. The golf outing also benefits children, adults, and families at the Decatur Family YMCA. I hope to see you at this year's outing and that you'll join me in toasting the memory of my brother, Tuna, after a great day of golf. For more information, visit DecaturYMCA.org.
If you need to sell your home, it's your friend Sean Hannity here to tell you, even though this nation may be uncertain about a lot of things, selling your home doesn't have to be one of them. I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 2 days. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081, or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there and you can start packing.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Going to be a beautiful weekend. Beautiful weekend. Eric Lee joins us. Eric Lee's show, 3 to 5, weekday morning, or afternoons, excuse me, here on News Talk 1340, WSOY, 103.3 FM, and streaming live on NowDecatur.com. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I feel like after that absolute thrashing from Lindsay that I at least want to have a little small at bat for This Is Us. I think that show's phenomenally written. I've actually seen a ball and thought it was pretty good. I'm not surprised at all it's up for the Emmy, and I won't be surprised if it wins.
Okay.
Yeah. I just thought she destructed it, so I just wanted to kind of come to bat for a pretty good show. It's got Sterling K. Brown, who played Christopher Darden in American Crime Story, and that Milo Benta, he played Rocky's kid in Rocky Balboa. It's a pretty good cast. Mandy Moore's in it.
I can't get outraged or worked up either way, in support or trashing it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying you have to go watch it. I don't even know if you'd like it. Lindsay just crushed all our hopes and dreams. I like the show.
Well, you know, you're being a little melodramatic, which is what she was accusing you guys of being to begin with.
It's up for best drama, so us fans have to be.
All right, what's going on? What's coming up on the show today?
Well, Gary Birchbeck's going to come in and talk about some new fries coming to McDonald's.
Yeah, he dropped some off yesterday. I managed to avoid, but I know the staff was enjoying it.
He's bringing more in today. I wasn't there for him yesterday. So, well, I don't know. Do you mess with a gold standard like the McDonald's fries? It sounds like it's going to be pretty interesting. So we'll catch up with them. And then we've got, that's the only guest on the books. We've got a few others that Nick's trying to get nailed down. So Could be interesting. We're going to give away some more Rockstar VIPs for the celebration and maybe even some Cardinals tickets.
All right, so it should be a fun day. Now, let me ask you about Gus Macker.
Yeah.
Is that this weekend?
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
At 8 o'clock on Saturday is the opening ceremonies in the morning. And then there's the dunk contest about 6 o'clock that night. It's all right there across from Skywalker on El Dorado in the parking lot for what's that? Where Steve Nicaragua used to be. I can't remember what that building's called now.
Yeah, we know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, well, it's going
to
be a
contest at 6, and then Sunday they also have like a weightlifting competition in addition to 13 courts of basketball.
All right, well, it's going to be a lot of fun, and the weather's going to be perfect.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. I mean, that's I'm all about that after a week's worth of 115 degrees.
No doubt about it. All right, well, listen, we'll see you at 3, and then see you out at the Gus Macker this weekend. Eric Lee and the Eric Lee Show, 3 o'clock today. If you want the garage of your dreams, just having this conversation with Lindsay the other day, said, okay, there's this really great house on the West End. I was looking at a brinkouter.com, but there's like an old, like kind of, you know, carport. They don't really have a garage, but you could build a garage, put it right in there, see how this would work. Just looking at the drone shot, that's all you got to do. You call Coach House Garages. You know about the craftsmanship. We've been telling you about it for years. Why would you go anywhere else? They've built tens of thousands of garages, have exceptional warranties on their product, and they stand by their one-day build. That means after your foundation is set, they're going to build your garage in one day. 4 decades of experience. With a resume like that, you know you're going to be taken care of. Coach House Garages, customizable and can fit in your budget. Mark and his partner, Gary, offer free assessments, and they give you a firm quote. Not an estimate, a quote. They're local, located in Mount Zion on Spittler Drive, just off of Route 121. Don't wait any longer for that garage of your dreams. Maybe you're adding on, building from scratch. They will take care of you. Give Mark or Gary at Coach House Garages a call today, 864-2396, 864-2396. You can also visit them online at coachhousegarages.com. All right. You got to, like, leave for your family photo shoot?
Mm-hmm. Like now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who does a family photo shoot at 7 a.m.?
It's not just, that's just kind of the beginning time to get plans to make and things like that. So it's.
I'm really mystified by this.
What
whole
I want
thing.
You to consider is just think my family.
Yeah.
All of them.
Uh-huh.
Herding cats.
I know, but okay. It's 7 a.m.
Do you remember like at Come Together, Let's Walk, whenever you'd have a group of like 30 people?
Oh, trying to take a picture.
Trying to get a picture
of
them.
Yeah.
Okay. So then just imagine my family is that. And there's 80 of them.
So you're planning like this may be an all-day thing.
I'm hoping.
I would think starting at 7 a.m.
It's, yeah. So we'll see.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see the photo. 5 generations. Cool. Hey, vote in that Air Choice One contest for us, please. It's up on the Not a Kidder Facebook page, as are all of the interviews so far this morning, thanks to our new partners at Omni. This is pretty cool, isn't it? Pretty slick. All right, that's it for us. Everyone, enjoy your weekend. We'll be back in the saddle bright and early Monday morning at 6 a.m. If you missed any of the show today, all of those podcasts available on Nauticator's Facebook page, Nauticator.com, or, of course, through the Nauticator app, powered by Brink Otter & Associates, and free at the Google Play or iTunes store. That's it for us. We'll see you Monday. Enjoy this beautiful weekend.
Get a daily recap of the info you need to know now with the Now Decatur Refresh. Access to the day's top news stories, interviews, videos, and more directly to your inbox. Sign up at NowDecatur.com with WSOY Decatur.
8:59. Good morning. I'm Brett Cerfowski. Do your kids love Snow White, Cinderella, or other Disney princesses? How about Yoda, Luke, or Leia? If they do, then the Decatur Park District has a single-day camp for them at the Pogue Arts and Recreation Center. During the Princess Day Camp, your princess can enjoy reading, interactive drama lessons, singing, dancing, and making a craft that they can take home.